Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, March 21st, 2012. This is Audio Boom number 153. We talk a little bit today about the stock market, some of the companies that are in the news. Tim Tebow, President Obama's stimulus package for homeowners, the New Orleans Saints, and the Prius, and the Nissan Leaf. Hey, first of all, the stock market, kind of a mixed day, right? Dow was down about 45, NASDAQ up 1, S&P 500 down 2. Volume was a little light, gainers and losers about even. Nothing big going on today, kind of signs of a tired market, but no conviction one way or another, right? Not even turning. Sometimes you get to a high in the market, and you see these wild, volatile swings as the bulls and bears fight it out. But right now, it just seems like there's a lot of complacency. Oil is back near $107 a barrel. Gold's about $16.50 an ounce. 10-year bond, 2.29%. And that's gone up lately, right? Today, it took a little rest, but feels like there's been a little bit of a crack in the bond market. We're getting used to these low interest rates. And, well, interest rates won't be low forever, right? We all know it, but we'll see what happens going forward. So what's the reason du jour for the stock market today? Weaker than expected home sales. Basically, about 1% lighter than January. You know what got the blame? Cold weather, also known as global warming. That's right, on the East Coast. Also on the West Coast, it's been a little chillier. We had a little bit of warmer January, but then it's been kind of cool and lately wet and snowy. So, of course, that's all because of us driving cars, I guess. A little bit of a contrarian alert out there. Goldman Sachs came out today and said that it's the best time in a generation to buy stocks and sell bonds. That's something you pin on the bulletin board, right? Because people go down in flames making those kind of statements. The best time in a generation. So Peter Oppenheimer said, quote unquote, the prospects for future returns in equities relative to bonds are as good as they've been in a generation. So you think they were, as far as stocks go, remember when the S&P 500 was 666? Now it's 1,400. So is now the best time in the generation? Seems like March 9th, 2003. That was a good time, right? And then also, was that 2009 that we hit the other bottom? So a lot of best times in a generation. I don't know if now is or not. We have a nod on the other hand, too. There's also an article on Yahoo that says, when Wall Street's bullish, investors head to the exits. So, you know, I think that's the common sense in folks. Folks are a little shell-shocked because we've had, you know, for the past dozen years now, the market's been going nowhere, sideways trending. We're in a secular bear market, and folks have gotten a little shell-shocked. So I can understand why when the market gets up near these levels, folks are tended to take profits. That's kind of what I did. Of course, maybe I'm the crowd. Maybe the Goldman Sachs guy is right, Peter Oppenheimer. The best time in a generation. But I don't know. You tell me. As far as my portfolio goes, no major changes. I traded a few biotechs today, so we'll see how that goes. I'm still long them, but relatively very small percentage of the portfolio. So I'm just obviously playing for the high percentage movers in a low volume environment and hoping for any kind of, you know, phase one, phase two, phase three kind of news that propels the stocks, or at least anticipation of that, right? Anticipation. Yeah, we'll see. Could go the other way. Companies in the news. Apple looking at 4G components for the next generation iPhone. Well, hey, there's a shocker since they just came out with that for the new iPad. And I don't know why we're still calling it 4G. Shouldn't we be calling it LTE? You know, Verizon has LTE. AT&T has LTE. Sprint is moving to LTE. Is anybody calling it 4G anymore? I don't know. Anyways, so that's the TriQuint and the Skyworks and the, what, Avago? Is that the right name? Those are the little radio companies. But that's probably already factored in. Don't know. Also, Apple's in the news because of the iPad. The iPad runs hot. Apple says, yeah, don't worry. Don't worry, be happy. You know, I've had mine for a few days now, and I don't really notice it running hotter. I do have one of the little Apple, the little magnet magnet covers for it. I don't notice running hotter. I haven't been running the LTE/4G radio in it. I've just been using the Wi-Fi. I don't know if it matters if I'm using the Wi-Fi, radio or not, but I haven't noticed the heat. I don't know if I can cook pancakes on it or not, right? Fry an egg. Don't know, but it has folks worried that it runs hot. You know, I have an old laptop. You want to see hot? That's hot. You could fry chicken on the bottom of that laptop. That battery gets hot. So remember when they had those laptop cases that with the fans in them? You put them on your lap and you turn the fan on to help keep them cool? Yeah. Green Mountain Coffee, up 10% because they have a deal with Starbucks. They're going to offer Starbucks in their new line of brewers. You know, really popular now, the single cup brewers. I have one, the Keurig, and actually a lot of Green Mountain Coffee with that. And I really like it. I like iced coffee. I know it sounds a little weird. And iced decaf coffee. And kind of has me cutting back on sodas a little bit. I tend to drink one after I take the puppy for a walk. And anyway, so I go through a lot of those little K-cup things, and now they have Starbucks. So I don't know why Green Mountain Coffee was up 10%. You think that would impact Starbucks. I didn't look at Starbucks quote. And I'm not near my computer doing the podcast on an iPhone, believe it or not. Fuel cell. It was down like 17% after hours, or I think the last time I looked it was over 10% because of a secondary stock offering, right? That'll do it. Of course, you know, the stock's only like just a bit under $2 a share. I mean, so should we even be trading these kind of stocks? Who cares? Fuel cell. Raytheon up their dividend. RTN is the ticker. They up their dividend to $2 a share. That's a 16% increase. For a yield of 3.88%. That's a nice yield, huh? So dividend growth chasers might look at Raytheon. I don't know. Not for me. But well, I don't know. I haven't really looked that much at the stock. But I did notice that that's kind of cool. We'll see what happens with dividends, right? Because the tax break on dividends, the 15% tax rate on dividends might change next year. And what will companies do? Continue to offer the dividend, not offer the dividend? And what if interest rates go up, right? So you can get the treasury bill for a higher rate. Would you take the safer rate? What if it goes to 4% or 3.5%? Would you take that rate over a 3.88% Raytheon with the risk of a stock? Maybe. I think that's what we could see. That's just my opinion, of course. Let's see, news flash. Rising interest rates threaten President Obama's latest home stimulus package. You know, it wasn't that long ago when, with folks underwater in their mortgages, that the president came out with yet another stimulus package that will let folks refinance at today's lower rates. Well, guess what? Interest rates are moving up. They're now over 4%. So what happens to that stimulus package if rates continue to go higher on 30-year mortgages? I don't know. News flash, NFL suspends New Orleans Saints coaches. The team was fined $500,000. And the Saints lost two second-round draft picks in 2012 and 2013. That's pretty big, right? Remember, that's the bounty they had to take other players out of the game. And that's wrong. And I'm thinking, you know what? If you were the Saints, would you keep Sean Payton? I mean, I guess you do. But he's out for a year. And the assistant coaches are out, too. So for, you know, varying amounts of games. So who do you put in charge? I think they should bring Bill Cowher. What do you think, Bill Cowher or Chucky? John Gruden? Bring Gruden back? How about Don Shula? Somebody, right? Who's going to coach the Saints? Meanwhile, with Peyton Manning going to the Denver Broncos, Tim Tebow's got to go. Tebow goes to the New York Jets. There's a quarterback controversy, right? I mean, Sanchez versus Tebow. I mean, Tebow can't throw. So there's a little bit of a problem there. He's got to work on that. So I don't know. That's going to be interesting. What are they going to do? I don't know. So in return, the Broncos got a fourth-round draft pick. That's all they got for Tebow. Tebow mania. A fourth-round draft pick. So what's that mean for the Broncos? Brady Quinn is Peyton Manning's backup. Brady Quinn. He who led the Cleveland Browns to, well, nowhere, nothing. He's going to be the backup. Interesting. So have you seen the new Prius hybrid, the Prius C hybrid? It's a subcompact Prius. It goes for under $20,000, right around $19,000, plus or minus, I guess. Probably, you know, you load it up with options, it's going to come out more. Well, there's a Florida dealer that's adding $7,000 to the sticker price because they're selling like hotcakes. And so, you know, if you add $7,000 on the top of one, why wouldn't you just go buy a Prius, right? Just a regular Prius. So this is kind of the case for me. It's the free market. I mean, the dealer should be able to charge whatever the heck he wants to charge. Competition should drive it down, right? If you can find a Prius C hybrid for $7,000 less from a dealer who doesn't charge the $7,000 add-on price, that's the way to go. But yeah, under $20,000. Everywhere else, I guess. Yeah, Toyota's kind of cleaning up right in that market, I think. Anyways. Nissan Leaf is getting a 25-mile range boost in cold weather due to a new heater design. Hey, maybe they're using that overheated iPad battery, right? You don't need a heater. The battery heats the car. Hey, and where's the 10-hour iPad battery life for cars, right? I mean, that's when I'll buy a battery-powered car, when they can get like 9 hours out of the battery. You can drive a long ways in 10 hours. So give me that battery, I'll buy an electric car. But you need Apple to start working on car, the iCar. Right now, the Nissan Leaf, I don't know, not interested. Well, hey, that's it. A little bit new format for the audio boo, trying to be a little bit more organized. So at least I remember what the heck I'm going to talk about. So I'm going to also post some show notes somewhere on the blog or up at audioboo.fm. I hope you're having a great one.
And today's music from Positive Music at musicalley.com is Zoom by Bill Reese. See ya.
You're far away, out of my range, and I'm stuck where I'm standing, and I your face and the sure way your smile just keeps me grounded. I wish I could zoom, zoom, zoom. I want to see the things you do, bring them all into view. I want to zoom, zoom in. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I want to get a good look at you, see your whole world through some kind of zoom, zoom in. The vision of my mind's eye.